Case number 10,373, Jonathan A. Witt, north of Route 20, Concord Road, 0.09 miles east of U.S. Route 13, a variance from the maximum height requirement for a fence.
Good evening. Name and address.
Jonathan Witt, 10035 Concord Road.
And do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give us to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
First and foremost, I mistakenly assumed that the permit for the fence was in my shop permit. When I applied for my shop, I had actually talked to the lady about it, so that's the mishap there. But these are the reasons why I feel like my fence should stay there. First of all, I have written letters from either neighbors on both sides that do not object to the fence. And obviously it's for security. We've had numerous cases of trespassing on my property. I've had a lot of vagrants and unwanted people coming to my door, coming into my yard asking for money, numerous times. Also, in the neighborhood across the road, when the vehicles leave, their headlights shine right into the front of my house. In daytime, nighttime, we've had people honking, hooting at female family members. Just stuff you just wouldn't want at your house. And also, I have with me, this is for you guys, this is the crime grid within 1 mile of my home. And in 2008, there was 840 crimes. And that's showing you what happened and what the various crimes are.
Mr. Witt, you said you thought you got the fence permit with, I think you said a shop?
Yes, sir.
What's your shop do, or what's it for?
Boats, hunting stuff.
It's not a dwelling, it's a,
no.
A business?
Okay. Yes. Oh, excuse me, the building or my property?
The property the fence is in front of.
That's a personal property.
Okay.
Is the fence gated?
No, sir, not yet.
How tall is the fence?
Between 6 and 7 feet. Because it's a very hilly lot, so depending on what end you're on.
So the variance you're requesting should be a 3 foot variance, 3.5 foot variance, excuse me.
Roughly, yes, sir.
You said your neighbors had no problem with it?
That's correct, and I have their letters here also. One is on the east side, one is on the west side.
So how long have you lived at this property?
Almost 5 years.
So according to each crime, this first report, the crime report started in what, 92?
No, those are 2008.
These are all 2008?
Yes. You're looking at the report number, correct?
Yeah, I'm looking at the report.
The 092, okay, the 092 is just for the neighborhood across the street, and there's been 351 occurrences there, which is right in front of my house. The other one, which I think is 098, the last three numbers?
094s.
Okay. There are 489 occurrences. Total is 840 occurrences.
Mm-hmm.
Of those, 351 occurred right in front of my house.
How far back does it sit from the road, your fence, when it starts?
Approximately 20 feet.
On the road back?
Yes. I'm actually in line with my neighbor's fence.
Is your neighbor's fence as tall as yours?
No.
Do
Since you've been here, how long?
Almost 5 years.
Almost 5 years? It says on your application you acquired the property in August of 07?
That's when I bought it, but I've rented it for two years.
Oh, okay.
Rented to own, actually.
Oh, okay. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mills, what do you do?
No, I'm good.
No further questions from Mr. Mills. Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Wow, one, two, five, okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Do you have any correspondence on that, Madam Secretary?
Just the two letters he just handed us.
Okay, and we got five here. Mm-hmm. Alrighty. Thank you. Chair hearing no opposition. I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has certainly shown uniqueness in the unusual kind we're accustomed to. And I think that it would be necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Situation certainly isn't created by the applicant. Don't say we're at all to the essential character of the neighborhood and a minimum to afford relief. Make a motion we approve case number 10,373.
Okay, now have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman. That we approve case number 10,373. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.